Thanks to its high-speed broadband, Chattanooga is starting to play a new role in the future of smart cities. Late last year, this city was one of only two in this country and among 36 cities around the globe selected to test new technologies developed by the G20 Smart Cities Alliance, announced by the World Economic Forum. The work here in Chattanooga builds on a partnership that began 2 years ago between the Enterprise Center, CoLab, Erlanger Health System, EPB, and our own campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Kevin Comstock is Smart Cities Director for the City of Chattanooga. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem.
Tell us more about Chattanooga as one of two cities in this country, one of 36 cities around the world, invited to participate in this effort.
Well, the Smart Cities Alliance is a worldwide organization headed by the G20 group and the World Economic Forum. They wanted to look at the opportunities to develop some ethical and responsible governance of smart cities types of projects. When they did their search around the world, of course, San Jose, California was one of the cities that was picked. We were the other one, and I think it's mostly because of some of the work that Dr. Sartippi and others have had published about what we've been doing here in Chattanooga for the past 3 years. So I think that's kind of where it came from. And again, like I said, the whole reasoning behind this was to develop some governance about responsible and ethical use of smart cities technologies.
So what are some of the things that are going to be researched as part of this, as part of Chattanooga's role in this effort?
Well, basically, the role Chattanooga is going to play this is as an early implementer. If we start to look at some ordinance that has been drafted and how we can adapt it within our little niche in the world here, those are the key things that we're starting to look forward to. But those are going to address things like accessibility, equality in the system, privacy issues, the sustainability of the systems, overall use of the systems, kind of create a better environment and provide better services to our community.
And we're talking about how best to leverage broadband connections and data for everything from energy to transportation to healthcare to communications.
Correct. The city of Chattanooga is well situated because of the EPB fiber network, and we leverage that in a lot of what we do. The city and the university have built the testbed corridor along Martin Luther King, and we have a lot of sensors out there that kind of help us understand the travel demands of traffic, how pedestrians move, how bicyclists move, air quality issues, and all types of different data resources that are available through various sensors that are deployed out in that corridor. All of that information coming together creates a tremendous data stream. And we have to go through the process of polishing it and looking at it through several forms of analytics that the school has provided us and make good decisions from these, good actionable decisions that the city can use to move forward, how we provide services and help our citizens and help our economy grow in the general sense.
How has the pandemic already reshaped the work that you and colleagues from elsewhere in this community are now starting to do?
COVID has been a big impact, a lot more than I probably would have thought of initially. We are seeing tremendous changes in how people commute. We're seeing tremendous changes in some of the typical patterns that we see in the urban environment from the use of our different facilities and how we can potentially use different bits of infrastructure, such as the roadway network itself. If you think about considering some of the on-street parking that we're used for curbside deliveries and things like that, or pickup, there's just been a tremendous amount, and that's just in the transportation world. In energy and other avenues, particularly health, we've seen a pretty big decrease in the number of pollutants that we've been normally accustomed to here. We haven't had any action days this year so far from the Air Quality Board. Typically, we have maybe 5 or 6, you know, orange alert days or something equivalent to that, or maybe higher during various parts of the year, but we haven't had any this year so far. And I think that's a result of less movement and people working from home in more cases. I view that as a positive. because it helps the environment and it also helps with some of our health concerns in this area in particular, because we're part of the stroke belt and have heart issues, and good clean air is important to that.
Speaking of concerns, you mentioned earlier privacy as a concern as this effort moves forward. Another thing, I'm just wondering about another possible piece of this as this technology is researched and tested, and that is security, whether we're talking about security in cyberspace or we're talking about what happened in Nashville on Christmas Day.
There's a couple of different pieces to that, and you're correct, Ray, in that kind of that division of things. Primarily, I think what we're concerned about right now is more like the SolarWinds hack that occurred at the federal government level. That was an application that was embedded deep within the governmental structure, and an application that other applications utilize to transfer data back and forth. There are agencies out there that have this as a basic platform, have that particular technology or application as a basic platform. So there's no telling how many people could have been affected by that. So I think as we start to develop these things out, we're going to have to make sure that we're building in the confidence and the checks and verifications that we need to make sure that that type of activity doesn't occur, or we can readily find it more quickly than occurred. I guess this was probably 9 months that it ran in the federal system before anybody knew it was there. So that's that particular piece. The other part of security is, like you said, with the incident in Nashville recently, is just being situationally aware of things, okay? Through the use of our technologies, there are opportunities to capture bits of information, like a van that is parked outside of a building for an extended amount of time, or the acoustic sensors that could have picked up this information from being transmitted from this van earlier in the process. I mean, there are certain things that might have been able to have been done to kind of help mitigate that circumstance. That was a very odd set of circumstances from my understanding of everything that transpired when that occurred. We're never going to be 100% at this, but if we can start to catch 75, 80, 90% of these activities before they become real, we can start to use technology in that sense to help us discover those things.
And where can people go online to find out more about the Alliance and Chattanooga's role as a pioneer city?
The G20 Global Smart Cities Alliance is found at globalsmartcityalliance.org. And it goes into what basically the Alliance is working on. I think the best opportunity to understand what's going on in Chattanooga is to look at UTC's Center for Urban Informatics and Progress, the CUIP website, because that gives a lot of information about the test bed and some of the partnerships that we've established and some of the activities that we're studying here in Chattanooga. So those are two good resources to look at.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much.
Not a problem.